We are on Daf, Peiches, Amid Aleph, Menachosim, Mishubodim. Tanan Hosom, we learned a Mishneh in Shvuis, V'chein ha-yisaymim la-yifru ela b'shvuim. If the Malve died, and the yisaymim are goive, the choiv of the Malve, the Malve the Shtar, La'yifru ella b'shvui. So they can only get paid if they swear, le'pakat nu abe. So the Gemara asks Miman, who are these yisaimim being goyve from? Ilayma mi loyve, if they are being goyve from the loyve, so why should they be mechuyev to swear? Hashta avien shokil b'loy shvuim. The father, when the father has a shtar, and the loyva will taina parati, he takes without a shvua, unless the loyva taina zishtabali, but without ishtabali, the father is taveya without a shvua. Ve'inhu b'shvua, and they will have to swear, Elohi kama, v'chein ha-yisaymim min ha-yisaymim, le-yifru elo v'shvur. Now, speaking about that the loive also died. So now we have, that ha-boli froya minichse yisaymim, le-yifru elo v'shvur, is v'chein ha-yisaymim min ha-yisaymim le-yifru elo v'shvur. Omar Rab Zrike, Omar Rab Yehude, Loishonu El Shaomru Yisaimim, Omalonu Abe Lovisi Uporati. That what Yisaimim can be goive, the Yasme Hamalve, can be goive from the Yasme Haloive, with a Shvue, Leishonu al Shaomru Yisaimim, that the Yasme Haloive are saying, Omalonu Abe Lovisi Uporati. And the Yasme Amalve have a shtar, so if they'll swear, they could be goyve. Avul Oma, Omru, Omalonu Abe Loi Lovisi, but if they'll say, if the Yasme Haloive will say that the father told them before Misosai Loi Lovisi, Af Bishvue Loyifru, then even a Shvue won't help. The father told them Loi Lovisi, so then he cannot be Goive from them. It's a very difficult Havamina to understand. The Shita Mekabetzah says that the Gemara held, the father told him this right before his Misa. Well, a person before the Misa, and he says things, he's not saying a lie, so the Leilovisi of the father has weight, and therefore the Yasme Hamalva cannot be goive even with a shtar and even with a shvur. Why, when the loive told them Lovisi Uporati, you can't be goive? So the Shita Mekabetzah says Porati, maybe Taki paid them, maybe paid to the wrong party. So therefore, Parati is not really 100% proof that he's Potter. Maybe somehow made a mistake, he gave to the wrong party. But if he says Loi Lovisi, so then, and right before the Misa he said this, so this statement carries weight with it, and it's enough that the Yasme Hamalva cannot be given. The So the Gemara asks, Maskif lo rove adrabe. He says that doesn't make sense. Kala ima loy lavisi, kaima loy parati domi. So fakert, if the father said loy lavisi, now on the loy lavisi, there's a shtar that's made with a kosher shtar that's saying there was a halva. So again, to say loy lava, I have a shtar against it. Now, when it comes to para, loy par, then I have a chazoke, and then I have it's, the yisoimim are just saying, the yisoimim are saying loy parkadnu abe, and loy parati already, loy parati could be, has more chshivis than loy lavisi. So, if parati could be is more chshivis than loy lavisi. So, kolayma loy lavisi, kaima loy parati domi faker. So here, the loy lavisi is tamaze worthless. There's a shtar says lova. In faker, he's saying loy para. So if it's loy para, so the zikha should be able to mon. He's saying loy para. So why can't they mon? If he says Pora, no, he's saying Pora, and so that's why they have to swear. But if he's saying Loi Pora, so you should zicha be able to be goyve. Eliyitma ochi yitma. Omar Rav Zrika Rav Yehuda Loi Shonu. When do Yisaimim and Yisaimim have to swear? Ela Sha'amru Yisaimim Ono Lono Abe Lovisi Uparati. So they're timing Pora. So then the Yisaimim have to, the Yasme Hamalva have to swear. Pakadno Aloy Pakadno Abe. Avul Omru, but if the Yasme Aloyva said, Omalonu Abe Loy Lovisi, is Pungfakel Nifroin Shaloy Bishvue. Then we could be the Nifra Shaloi Bishvush. Kaloima Loi Lovisi, Kaima Loi Parati Domi. So Fakert. So I know Klo that it was Icha Lovo, and I know Klo that it was Loi Pora. So Memele. So then they don't have to swear at all. Before we see Rashi, I'd like to say over a Ha'orev. The Baraisa is speaking about, or the Mishnah is speaking about, when do Yisaimim in a Yisaimim have to swear? Sha'omru Yisaimim ono lo no abe lo visi uporati. That the Yisaimim, the Yasme Aloiva sang over Bishem Aviem Lovisi Uporati. And so then the Yasme Hamalva have to swear. Lochaire, what is the din? If they don't say anything. I mean, we had over here in the Mishnah, Habo Lifra Minichsi Yisaimim La Yifra Elo Bishvue. And it goes out to din of Taninon. Rashi says Taninon, the father would have said Ishtabali, so Ishtabali for the Yisaimim. But Lechere, this din abolifra minichse Yisaimim, that you have to swear, is not speaking about Afke, that the Yisaimim are saying, we heard from our father, Pora. Lechere, that's the din, that you have to swear. Tanino Pora. So there's a machlokes harishonim. How to fend for this kasha? The Balaita shita is, that's true, that a bolifra minichsi yisaimim, they don't have to tie in anything. But that is dafke, if the malve is Toiveya from the Nichse Yisaimim. But here we have Yisaimim on both sides. Here the Yasme HaMalve Ataveya from the Yasme Haloive. So here you want to take care of these Yisaimim, there's other Yisaimim on the other side, there's two sides of the coin. So the Bala'itel says, if the Yasme Haloive would not say Pokadnu Abe Shelovo Pora, so then the Yasme Hamal would not have to swear at all, since they assigned him. So that's why the Gemara says that speaking about, they said that our father told us Pora. No, if they're saying they heard from the father Pora, then the Yasme Hamal they have to swear. That's the Shitas Baloita. The Taisvis Rid and the Pechesom at base also seems to ask this kasha, and the Taisvis Rid says, you don't have to tine anything. The Zicha didn't tine, no, we tine for them. Aye, so why does the Gemara say that the Yasme Haloive are saying Lova, that the father told them Lova, because he wants to say, but if the loive said loila visi, so then the halacha is lefi emes, you don't have to swear. So we have to speak about that the loive told them something. So since in the sefer he says if he told them lova loila visi, so in the reishi he said lova por, but in the reishi you swear afilu. The reishi you swear afilu if he didn't tell them anything. So here we are, Machlekes, the Taisus Rid, and the Balaita. Now, I have a shtikel ha'ore on the Balaita. The Gemara feels nice that that if the father told them Leila Visi, so there's a loche Koloima Leila Visi Kiloima Leiporati Domi is Memele, so therefore they're Goiva without a Shvuah. So I thought as follows, according to the Taisvis Rid, the Gemara is saying alumnus over here. Kol ha'ime le'lo visi, ki'ilo le'ime le'parati. That means you have to, he only said le'lo visi, but you have to diagnose what he said. Le'lo visi is saying le'parati. So that's why it's le'parati, so me'mele, so that's why he came on without a shua. He said le'parati. So, Bishleim, according to the Taisvis Rit, there's a din taininam by Yasmi min Hayasmi. There's a din taininam. So, Memele, so, if the father said Leila Visi, the father said Leila Visi, and that we have a shtar, that Slovo, I mean, so that's nothing what to talk about. But let there be a din taininam pora. Good. He says Leila was Lova. Fine, but let's say Pora. So that the Gemara is saying you can't. There's no din tainin of Pora. If he said Loi Pora, Koloima Lelevisi Kilo Loi Prati Dami. So the father said Loi Pora. There's no taninan of Pora if the father said Loi Pora. Taninan goes to Al Psaksi Picholilim. Maybe the father would have tainted it, but here I see Klo. The father said Klo Loipara with alumdis, Kalaima Lavisi, Kalaima Leiparati Domi. So Mamela, that's why we don't taina pora. So I need this lumdis of Kalaima Lavisi Kiloma Leiparati that we shouldn't taina pora. And we don't taina pora because the father said Loipara. That is according to the Taisvis Rit. That there is be'etzem a yeso, be'etzem there is a din taninon yasmi mina yasmi. We would taine for them pora. And the reisha, if they don't say anything, will taine pora for the yasmi haloive. And that's why the yasmi amalva have to swear because we taine pora.
So I would think in the Sefer, when the father said, Loi Lavi, so we should also tie in a Pora. So the Gemara says, no, here we won't tie in a Pora, because Koloima Loi Lavi, si ki ilu oma, Loi Porati domi. So Memelef, he said, Loi Pora, we won't tie in a Pora. So this is a reason why we don't tie in a Pora, because he said, Loi Pora. Fine. But according to the Baal Ha'ita, if it's Yasmi, Mina Yasmi, there's never a din of Taininon. We don't tain by Yasmi, Mina Yasmi. You have Rachmanis on the Yasmi Aloy, we have Rachmanis on the Yasmi Amal, but there's no din of Taininon. So fine. So in the Reisha, they said, our father told us Pora. No, the father said Pora. So Memele, so the Yasmi Amal, they have to swear. The father said Pora, you have to swear. The Sefer, the father said Loi Lovo. No, Loi Lovo, there's nothing what to talk about. Loi Lovo, we have a Shtar. So, we have a Shtar Mekuyim. So Loi Lovo, Stam said nothing what to talk about. Pora? The father didn't say Pora. Forget about it. He said Loi Lovo. That's all what he said. Taninon, there's Bechlau no din of Taninon over here, according to the Baal Ha'ita. So why do you have to say a whole lumdis? Koloima loy lavisi ki loima loy parati. What's felt is the lumdis over here? The father said loy lavisi, and loy lavisi stamos ein ishtavos tereden, because there's a star that says there was alvo. Tanino, we never say if it's Yasmin or Yasmin. So finish. So, and the father didn't say Pora. So finish, so that's why you don't have to swear. Why do you have to say that the father said Loi Pora? Why do I need this? You only are Mechayva Shvu if the father says Pora. Here the father didn't say Pora. The Gemara has to say he said Loi Pora. He didn't say Pora.
Let us see Rashi. It nan hosam bishvuis, inaime me loive, shaloive kaim, bohoyu metzin olof shtar aviem. Loishon udechim ishtabi shokli. So first the Gemara understood that he's saying, when are you, after when you swear you could be goive, shamri yisaimim shaloive lavisi parati. Then as Yishbu Eilu, then the Yasmi Amalva should swear, Shvuish Lepokadnu. Layomon Lonu Abe, Lemetzinu Shevi Ben Shtaroysev Shishtar Zeperua, Venoitlem. Kaima Leiparati Domi, the Kivin the Oma Leilova. Maidu Shaloipora. Maid Leipora, Vreishtamachi Cholov Shalova. So therefore, they don't have to swear. Loishonu deboi shvuah. That's the pshat in the loishonu. When you need a shvuah, but if they said pora, if he said loilovo, then you don't even need a shvuah. Zok to Gemara weiter. Bnifras shaloi befonov leisifcha elo bishvue. Nifras shaloi befonov means that if the husband is not around, he gave her a get, and he's not around, and she wants to be goive from his nechosim, is leisifcha elo bishvue. So she has to swear. Shaloi befonov, she has to swear. Omar Ravache Sarabire Maise Bolifne Rabitzok Navche Bantuchye. For Omar, and he said, Loi Shonu El Luxubis Isho Mishumchino. That what you could mon Shaloi Befonov is Davke Luxubis Isho Mishumchino. That means we're going to wait till he comes back. Chmein Shem Shemaim. Who knows when he's going to come back? So therefore, we said that she can be goiva now, shaloi befonov, and she needs a shvuah.
אבל בלחויב לאי, הבלחויב כנבר מון שלאי בפונח. הבלחויב, wait till he comes back. Sometimes it to be goyve shalai befon. Who knows? Maybe as a shayve, you can't be goyve shalai befon of by a balchoy. That is what Rav Acha said. Berover Rav Nachman afilu balchoy shalai yehi kol echad veechad neitel moisov shel chaveroi poilach v'yoyshev b'mdinis hayom. That means, if you're going to say that you're not goyve from a bal choy, from a loyve, shaloy befonov, so this is shreklich. So every loyve will borrow money, and then he makes up a yivrach, and he goes to Medina Sayom, and finished, and the malve is a yeshiva at sheyal ben roishoy, which will become pretty quick because he sees his money is, he can't get back his money. So the malve will learn his lesson. Don't borrow money. So memele, so therefore they made a takone that a malve could also be goive shaloi befonov. What does Rashi say? Sarabia kach kinui lo yishanu sheyerdim bezin nichsei odom shalei befonav. V'rova omar Rav Nachman afilu balchoy. U'posek Rabbeinu Chananu demaisim b'chol yoyim she'ein moichin shalei befonav lebalchoy. The mini ka'ilam is we never are goyve shalei befonov before a balchoy. V'les lachosh, v'les tachosh lahoda Rav Nachman, dom afilu bebalchoy. V'af al gav demakshi mino be'erchen perik shumai yisayimit. Ay the gemore in erchen seems to say that we paskin like Rav Nachman. The Gemara says like this, V'ichayshis l'shoivor, if you're afraid that the malve wrote a shoivor to the loive, hosam nami over there, what's the hosam? L'gabi hodom, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said you could be goyve shaloi befonov, leichish l'shoivor, so, V'ichayshis l'shoivor, so, how can you be goyve shaloi befonov? The malve has a shtar, but could be that the loive is a shoivor and he's not around. So the Gemara says, "Shani Hosam Time Shlein Kolechad Vechad Noito." That's right. We should be Chayish Vashayva, but there was a Tikkun Olam that here we go and Shaloi Kedin. I mean, Al Takonas Olam. Nire. So it would seem from that the Stam Hashas Kaimelon Hochi that the Shas holds like Rav Nachman. If we ask Takasha, Mikol Mokim. Even the Maisim B'chol Yoyim, we see that the Minik Olam is we're not Goyve Shaloi B'fonov. Somchu L'mada Dochinem B'Yerushalmi. So Akochoch we're Soymech on the Yerushalmi, not like Babli. The Metamet, the Yerushalmi asks, V'chin Ifroim La'odom Shaloi B'fonov? The Yerushalmi asks, he can mourn from a person Shaloi B'fonov? Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Kshiri B'Seicheles. B'Seicheles, so listen, we can't, we have to be goyve now or else it'll be very, very expensive. V'ikinami B'Yerushalmi, this is another Yerushalmi. D'moidu b'ina m'iroi d'bovu, b'ina m'iroi d'aretz Yisrael. If the loive is not around, the Mishalchin Basrei Gimel Igri, we send them three letters. Iosi, now, if he comes after these three letters, Otavoi, so it's good, so it'll come. V'iloi Machlitina Lenichste, then we take away the Nechosim. So Dachsma, I saw someone says, that Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that you send three letters, that means he didn't go to Medina Sayom. That means he went to Florida. So we'll send three letters to Florida. But we know where he is. He's in, he's not walking distance, but he's in traveling distance. So Mamela, we send them three letters, and if he ignores our letters, fine, then we'll be goyve shleibufon. That's pshat in the Mishnah. But if a person went away in Medina Sayyam, madaf sech forstam bizman chazal Medina Sayyam, man, who knows where he is? He's in Medina Sayyam. So then there's no union of letters, and till the letter will come, till it'll come back. I mean, it's Paket, others say Pshat, the three letters, 30 days we gave a letter. I mean, there was a Zman, we can't, the Malva, he can't step off the Malva. But if he went to Medina Sayyam, there's nothing what to talk about. So Paket, so that's Pshat in the second Malach. Afilu, the second Malach in the Yerushalmi is only if he didn't go so far away. But if we went to Medina Sayyam, forget about it. We're going to be Goyvim. Shalai Befonov. Not like Rav Nachman. Now, we had in the Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah is a member of Rav Shimon, which is very, very unclear. Rav Shimon Oimer, Kozman Shehi Tevas Ksuboso Ayer Shemashbiyan Oiso. Vim eino teivas ksuboso ein hayershin mashbiyin oiso. So what is pshat to this memra of Rab Shimon? Zok te gemor, Rab Shimon oimer, kozman she teivas ksuboso, Rab Shimon ahai. What is he going on? Omar Rab Yirmiye, aho, v'nifras sheloi befonov. We hear in the Mishnah, that's we had in the Mishnah. If she's goyve, the husband is not around. Now the Mishnah holds. The Mishnah did not differentiate loishna lemezoni veloishna leksube. That means we said a blank statement. If she's mourning from minichse bailot shaloi befonov, he went away. So she can mourn with a shvuah. It doesn't matter what she's mourning. She's mourning mezainis, he went away, so she needs a karka to ensure she should have daily mezainis. V'loishna l'ksube, he gave her a get, he went away, he gave her a get, so she mourns the ksube, so then she has to swear. Both cases. V'osa Rab Shimon l'meimet, so Rab Shimon disagrees on the Tanna comment. Kozman sheteivas ksuboso, if she's being goyve de ksube, yersher mashbiya noiso. That will mashbiya. She's mourning a ksube, that will mashbiya. Eina teivas ksuboso, she's only teiveya mezainis, and it's speaking about that fakat she's not kiget, ain yershin mashbiya oiso. Vikom miflegi and the machlekes Rab Shimon and the Tanakam is beplukte the chanon ubnei kehanim gdoil. This now we learned a mishnah misha holach limdinis hayom veishtoi teivas mezainis and his wife wants mezainis chanon oimar tishba besayf. Let her not swear now. Give her mezainis now. Falti kaneisik will give her. Eventually, when the husband will die or give her a get in Shimon de Ksube, then will be mashbia her. Did you ever take anything shaloike din minichse bailoch? So then, that shvue, when we're up to the Ksube, so that shvue will cover the by mezainis also will cover them. It's if she ever took. If she ever took Shalaikid in by Mezainis, a Mamela will find out by the Gvias Aksube. So by the Mezainis, Chonon says, we give her Mezainis on a problem. She'll swear later Lipsoyif by the Gvias Aksube. Nechku Olo Vene Kahanim Gdoilim, Vomru Tishova Betchilu Besayif. No, now she's mourning Mezainis, we need a Shvur from her to be Mevara, that the husband didn't insure. Maybe he gave before he left, maybe he gave $1,000 check to take care of the mezainis. So Mimela, before we give mezainis, she has to swear. Tishba betchilo besayf. Rab Shimon kechonam. Rab Shimon holds like chonam. So that's Rav Shimon Oimer Kozman, she tevasks ubosa, yoshimash b'yinoisa. Vimeina tevasks ubosa, she's only being tevei and mizoynis, eina yoshimash b'yinoisa. So the kelt, Rav Shimon holds like chonon, and the Tane Kamu did not differentiate, holds like the bnei kahanim gdoilim. Rav Shimon kechonon, rabonon ke bnei kahanim gdoilim. Now let us see Rashi, ano medalef. The trashi loishanu limzaini. The tanikamo bo le bezn v'toyvas mizainis mnichse ba'ilo limker karka v'lozaino. She wants to sell a karka viz for mizainis nishbats, so she has to swear for bezn shleiniach biyod amois lizen mehem. She has to swear that he did not leave over money for her. V'loish noksu liksu b'im sholach laget. If he sent her a get, shalei befono, he sent her a get, so she has to swear also. Tishba b'soiv, Chonon said, k'shetisalman tisgarish v'titvaksu b'tishba, shalei ikva b'yodom yishol b'ilo klum. She never held back anything from her husband. That'll include already the mizoinus. And the Bnei Kanim Dom said, Betchila bepisig mezainis besayf. Fine. Now let's go back on the base. So this is, Rabbi Yirmiyah's Mahalach. Bafas pshat Rab Shimon. Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah. Is maskif lo Rab Sheshes. So Rab Sheshes says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, please. If it is speaking about on the Bove of Nifra Sheloi Befono, that means he went away. So why did Rav Shimon speak about Yoshim? Who's talking about Yoshim? He's alive. Maskev lo Rav Shesh, Ayoshim Mashbi Yoiso? Bezdin Mashbi Yoiso mi Boile. It should say Bezdin. If it's talking about the Bova of Nifra Sheloi Befono, he's alive. So it becomes Yoshim Dorai. Let's see Rashi in the Medallot. Ha-Yoshim bitmiya kiven da nifra shaloi befonov koi. If it's speaking about nifra shaloi befonov, my loshin Yoshim kan. Harehu kaim, he's alive. Where's the Yoshim? So that's the kasha that Rav Sheshes asked on Rav Yirmiyah. Now let us see the Taptoisus and Amud Beis. Bezdin mashpiyin oiso mi boile. Tema. Fraktoisus amayle mishani sovolo kedishmu. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmu? The Omar beperik basre ein poiskim mizoynis laishas ish. That Shmu said, an Ashes Ish calls man, her husband is alive, she cannot mon mezainis shalei befona. Period. We're chayish, maybe it was a hit with Lotzrori, maybe he gave her money, maybe he told that see my see a daichlem zainis saich. If her husband is alive, we won't give her anything. Aye, we hear a ganza machloikis of chonon the bnei karim gdoilem, you mon mezainis, you don't mon mezainis. Umuki, you zich a mom is zainis, if you swear, you don't swear, but everyone knows your mom is zainis. Umuki lo, so Shmuel sets a zain le plukta de chon mele kanem gdoilem, kshashomu boi shemes. It's speaking about kshashomu boi shemes. It's talking about that he died. Vishapik toni vyoshin mashbi yinoiso. A Shmuel says, there is never a case of Gvias Mazaina Shalai Bifne Baila. You only gave it when he died. So Mamela, so maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmuel's a fine eat. And he knew the Mishnah of Chonon, he said that they're speaking about Shama Boy Shemes. So maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah held like Shmuel. So Mamela, so that's Pshat in Rab Shimon. So there's Yoshim, Shama Boy Shemes. V'tzorech Iyon. It's very interesting, we don't find this too much. A Tema, V'tzorech Iyon, like Kipsozoi. The Taisus HaRosh says that the Kash isn't Shver. He says because Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Rab Shimon is going on the Bova of Nifrash Eloi Befonov. If Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmuel, so Rab Shimon is going on the Bova of Nichse Yisayim. That Mishnah is a whole bunch of Bovas. Lifram Nichse Yisayim, Lifra Lebishvue, Shloi Befonov Leifra. If Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmuel, so he can't say Rabbi Shimon is going on Nifrash Eloi Befonov. He's going on Abon Nifram Nichse Yisayim. So my mail are kochoch, if he says Nifrash Eloi Befonov, he doesn't hold like Shmuel. So mail, fact, the Gemara, so how did Yerushim come in? Yeah. Elo Omar Rav Sheishis. So Rav Sheishis said, no. Rav Shimon is going on another case. Aho, holcho mikvoir bailo li beis avi. We had a Mishnah before. After they buried her husband, so at this she was an apotropis, and and speaking about Rashi says that the bailam had patted her, her husband had patted her from shvu and neder. Now, holcha mikvoir bailo lebeis aviyah. After the kvuras habal, she went lebeis aviyah. She's ois business lady. She's going now back to beis aviyah. Oisha chozra lebeis chomel, or she went back lebeis. Well, leinas is apetropia, and the yoshim mashbi in ois. So the yoshim cannot be mashbi on, and speaking about, as we mentioned, he had said, the husband had said, that she's noki mi neder v'shvue, mi noi, mi yoshai. So, they cannot be mashbiya her on what she had done b'chaye by law. That business, that apotropsis, that what she was doing b'chaye by law, they cannot be mashbiya because he patted her. He said this is, that the yoshim can be mashbiya. Vimnasis apetropia, but what if she became an apetropis for the Yershim, and the Nichsei HaYershim? So now, this is a new ball game. This is the Nichsei HaYershim, whatever. And now this is new business that she's doing. It's a new Masa Matan she's doing with Nichsei HaYershim. Is Yershim Meshbi Noisa, Allah Osid Lovi Meshbi Noisa, Mashova. So now she's an apotropis now for the Yershim. The father's Ptul cannot govern this new matzah because this is now it's Nifsei HaYershim. And there's a klal, you could be Meshbi an apotropis. So the Meshbi Oisa, Allah Osid Lovi. And then that mashbiya on the other. It means that was b'chaye by law that they can't do any investigations on that. That our husband patted off from the shvur. And lo'osid lovoi, then they could pat off. Now, before we go further, just we should understand one thing. Taisa says this. That what it says, Vimnasis apetropie yorshin mashbi oisa losid lovoi is speaking about that what she became now an apetropis on nichse yisaimim, her husband appointed her bechayov al nichseim. That means he requested her when he's going to die, he requested that she should be the apetropis on the nichse yisaimim, and she was masking. And on that it says in the Mishnah, but this apetrop, now the Yoshim can request a shvur from her every month. They can don the shtick. They can request a shvur. And on that, Rab Shimon is chaylik. For also Rab Shimon lemeima, and these nechosim, you cannot request a shvur on her apetropsis. Kozman sheteivas ksuboso, if she wants to be now teiveya de ksube, yoshin mashbiois. Then they could ask, listen, you want to be teiveya de ksube, Rebetzin, you were working with our money, maybe you took some extra money, so mele we don't owe you so much for the ksube. If it's negeya the tviyas ksube, then must be a noisa. But ain't no tevas ksubosa. But if she's not tevay the ksube, stamazoi the yoshim wanna be must be her. If things are going good and on pluch, ain't a yoshim must be a noisa. The yoshim cannot be must be. That means that we're speaking about an isha that became an apotropis al nichse yisoimim al yedei tzivui ha'of. Can we be mashbiya her, yes or no? So the tane of our Mishnah holds that you could be mashbiya her, and Reb Shimon holds you can only be mashbiya if she wants to be goy with the ksubit. Then you can talk about this. But if without ksubit, there's nothing what to talk about, you can't be mashbiya. The komit legi, in what's the machloikis, beplukte da beshol verabon. This nan we learned a Mishneh, apetropes sheminohu avi yisaimim. An apetropes that was appointed from the avi yisaimim, yishba. So now the yisaimim can be mashbir apetropes. Minuhu bezdin, lo yishba. If bezdin made him an apetropes, not from the avi yisaimim, you cannot be mashbir. Abishol oime chiluf advor. Minu bezden yishba. Minu avi yisoimim lo yishba. And as we mentioned before, and our Mishnah is speaking about that the avi hayisoimim made her for an apotropis. And Rab Shimon knows like Abishol, that minu avi yisoimim lo yishba. Rab Shimon kabishol, verabonon kerabon. Now let us see Rashi. Holcho mikvair bailo. Isha, shekosav lo bailo, neder shfu einli, vuloy li yorshai olayich. Ha'osid lovoy, so they cannot be meshbia on the ova, the meshbia on the losid lobi. Al shenis asko acha misa, whatever she was misasik, the lav mikoich nichsei baila bo shvuazu. This is not mitzad nichsei baila, elo mikoich nichsei yisoyme. This is from the nichsei yisoyme. The nishbas kidin apetropis, kidisnam beshvuas, elo nishpoim shaloi betainis bori. These we could be mashpia shalai betaynes bori hashutvim v'arisim v'apetropet. For also Reb Shimon lemeimer as follows: Im toivas ksubosov. Now she wants to be tevedik ksubim. Yoshim mashpia noise shleik for mishelohen lacham mises avim klum. Now we can start talking about the business. She's been doing business For 5 years now with Tana Chosim, there's a lot of money of it going through her hands. We never mentioned the word. Now she's being goyve the ksube, so they can be meshbia, shleikum mishlam achamisa being klum. Kedina boli from nichse yosem, you want a mona ksube, we can be mevara. If maybe you got pay out the ksube, we can be mevara. That means you want to be goyve ksube from us, so we have to be mevara, you didn't get paid. Now, the get paid is fashidin. So the father didn't pay you. You were doing business with anachosim. You didn't help yourself to pay yourself to mislach. So als the dinah bolifram nichse yisaimim legabi the ksuba. Then we can talk about this business. That's if she's coming to pay the ksuba. Ain't not a vas ksubosa, but if she's not being tevei the ksube, ain't hayoshin mashbiya noiso, mishim shvus apetropis. Da havi lo apetropis sheminu abiya yisaimim. Because we're speaking about that she became an apetropis through the mini of the father. Vesvira lei, and Rab Shimon holds la yishba. And an apetropes sheminu avi yisayim leish pekabishol domachilov advor v'tamayu. Now what is the machloikis between Abishol and the Tanakam? V'tamayu meforish begitten perikanezok Rabbonon sovri Minu bezn lo yishba. If bezn is memane someone to be an apotropis, he is not mechuyif to swear. Why? The im came, because if you're gonna be an oibachachim and make him swear, mimna v'lai happy apotropis. So no one v'yeshekoyach bezn, I don't need this headache. That means one thing is gmilas chesel with the yisayimim, but every month the gedonish tekteshver, yeshekoyach. I'm not interested. You'll be choshed me. I don't need this. Avo minu avi yisayimim, the Tanakamos, but what if the avi yisayimim was mamanim? Loi mimna. Then he won't hold himself back. Why? The lav da have le anomine bechayiv le have mimna le. That means like this. The avi yisayimim is asking him, do me a favor, after I die, be an apotropos on my nechos. Now, the reason he's complying with this request is mistame because Bechayehov, he received a lot of favors from Bechayehov. He can't tell him no. So, Memele, if he'll be masking to be an apotropos, he'll be masking me an apotropos because of the favors that he had acquired from David Yisayman. Now, if that's the reason he's becoming an apotropos, so then Shvu is lemal lemert. He's indebted to him. He did me a lot of favors. I have to repay him. So I have to be an apotropos. I'll have to swear. No, I'll have to swear for following. That's the price I'm paying for all the favors I receive from him. Vabishol sovel punkfakel. Mino aviyisayimim. Iyoda de mishbalei mimni vlei havi apetropis. Punkfakel. By the viyisayimim. These tevis, what he got from him, that is not an incentive that he should become an apetropis if he'll have to swear. So by aviyisayimim, you don't swear. Avim mino bezn. Avol gav the yoda the mishbalei leimimni the chshivusi legabi the mehemelu lebeidin the prestige the covet that means bezdin trust him benichse yisaimim that means that there won't be a credit card company that won't trust him bezdin trusted him benichse yisaimim that's meiridik so he swear what doesn't one do for covet and prestige and credit so memele that's the svar of Abishol. Hachi garsine, Rab Shimon ka'abishol, that minu avi yisayimim, you don't swear, v'rabonon de masnisen k'rabonon, that minu avi yisayimim, you do swear. That's how Rav Sheshes said pshat in the machlekes Rab Shimon and the Tanakam. Let us see Tosfos. The komiflegi beplukte da bishol verabon. Zuktoisvis umasnisen. The Mishnah is speaking about, which this is a very essential factor to understand of the teretz of Rav Sheshes. Kigoin shemino balo laachemise. The Mishnah is speaking about that he had told, I want you to be the apotropos laachemise. Nagavuche. The Bach says, Gamaloshen Mashmohi. It says, Veloinasis Apetropie. She hadn't become an Apetropie, Aine Bifne Bailo. The Betsivoi Bezen Havalel Memevloyosua Apetropie. That means it says the first case when she wasn't, she didn't become an apotropos. The second case she had become an apotropos. So now, Saloshinova would seem from, did the husband make an apotropos? Did the husband not make an apotropos? So that's the case. The Betsivu Bezen Lekalokimit, you can't say that she became an apotropos through Bezen. Bezen will never appoint an Ishan apotropos. They're not competent enough to be apotropos on Nichse Yisayimim. So Memele, so it can't be that Bezen made an apotropos. Maybe she herself
decided to become apotropos, like a look me. The imkain, the kula alma, the imkain. If it's speaking about that she is self-appointed, is lekula alma hayoshim hashbiyosu. So, according to Rav Shimon, also they could be mashbiyah. Why? The leishayich beitayme the minu aviyisaymen. Tamrin and the mishtabe mimna b'leihavi apetropes. Because here, if she's appointing herself to be an apetropes, we can't say, listen, keep quiet. She should be potter to swear. Because if she'll be mechuyev to swear, so she won't be man herself. V'hochel onu the Rosh, Taisa Rosh's Geiris, this is much better. V'hoch onu reitzim, verkehrt. You don't want to be an apetropes? Very good. Won't tell the tar in her face. But verkehrt, v'hoch onu reitzim. A woman talk is not a competent apotropis. So Taisus means to say like this. It can't be speaking about that Bezen made her an apotropis because Bezen will never make a woman an apotropis. It can't be speaking about that she made herself an apotropis, then she zichas to swear. What do you say? You're afraid that if she'll have to swear she won't make herself? Very good. Don't make yourself. Kenneth is gebeten. She's not a competent apotropos to begin with. For the nichsei yisayim. So a kolchoch, it has to be speaking about that the father, her husband had made her an apotropos. So for Kelta, that's the machloikis of, Abishol and the Chachomim and Rab Shimon and our Mishnah. The Tanakam of our Mishnah. Maskif lo Abaye. So Abaye did not like this Akimta either. The Loshin of Rab Shimon is very unclear. That means as follows. You're telling me that Rab Shimon is Mekel. That means Rab Shimon is saying that she doesn't swear. In the Mishnah it says, Mashpino Yisalosid Lovoy, and he says, no. She'll only swear if it's Negei the Ksuba. If it's not Negei the Ksuba, she doesn't swear. That's what he's saying. So the Loshen of Rab Shimon is very schwer. Maskvel Abai, Hai Kozman Shetevas Ksuboso. So why do you say Kozman Shetevas Ksuboso? Im Tevas Mi Boilei. Let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Hai Kozman Shetevas Bit Mio. Hoyil Rab Shimon Lekule, Mai Kozman Im Tevas Mi Boilei. Abul Kozman Mashme, Deshomi Letane Kame, Depotelo Mishvue. Kozman, it would seem, the Shomilatanakam the Potolo Mishvu Afilote Vask Suboso Vomalayu, no, cause manchit vask suboso leitiv tereno. But that's not the case. It's the other way around. The Tanakam also could be Mashbir period, Afilo without any reason, Alsapatropis. And he's saying, no, only if she's going with the Ksuba, then we can talk about this money. So the word Kozman is not the correct terminology. This is also not good. Elo Omer Abaye. So let's go back to the Gemara. Aho. Rab Shimon is going on the Reisha of the Mishnah. We learned in the Reisha, Kosav lo neder ushvua ein li alayich. If the husband had written to her that I won't be mashbiya you, ein yochel ashbiya. He gave me mashbiya. Neder ushvua ein li, b'lo li yorshai, b'lo laboim b'ushusi olayich, b'al yorshayich, b'al laboim b'ushuseich, ein yochel ashbiya lehu, b'lo yorshov, b'lo yaboim b'ushusoi, b'lo hi, b'lo yorshel, b'lo yaboim b'ushuso. So the Tanakhama said that if he said that we can't be mashbia you on these nechosim, but you're an apotropos now. Noki neder, noki shvua, neder shvua ain li olayich, and the yoshim also can't. So the Tanakhama said, so on that what she did b'chaye b'aylo, that can never, we cannot further a shvua from her, ipatata from a shvua. That means, on the ksube, it could be mashbi, even though he said that the yoshim cannot be mashbi you on these nechosim for the ksube. That's what he meant. He can't be mashbi you on the ksube for these nechosim. And the so Rav Shimon says no, for the ksuba they could be mashbiya. Ukomiflegi beplukte da bisholbenim emiliyam verabon. We had a machloikis that Abishol said. We had before that bisholbenim emiliyam said that even though her husband said that we cannot be mashbiya you on these nechosim for the ksube, not me and not my yershim, but there's a takonas chazal, abol ifram nichse yisem li ifra la bishvui, when it comes to the gviyas ksube, they can't be mashbiya. Rab Shimon ka bishol, ve rabonon ki rabon. Let us see Rashi. Elo marabai, a reisha polik. Rab Shimon is chaylik on the reisha. The Oma, it says in the reisha, kosvula nedere shvuo. The pturo mina shvuo, filuk shenifras mine yisayme. That's what the Tanakamol. Zvosa Rab Shimon lameima. Kol zman she teivaz ksubosa mehem mashbi yinoiso kabishol benim emiliyom. Doma leel. Aber maes es khayom rabolif kham nirsi yesem lifra le beshvu o plige rabon le da besho va be shimen ka besho va rabon de masnis en ke rabon so fine. So now we know pshat in the first line of Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon oima kol zman shi tayvas ksuboso hayer shemashbi nois and the three is ksuba des atakona bolif khaminikh se yesaim shela mashbi har the mashbi even though on these nechosim a husband that said that you don't have to swear on these nechosim the mashbi of ze tegemare weiter aber maske vol a pop atinach kozman she tevas ksubosa. Eino teivas ksubosam ha'ika l'meime, elo omar ha'pope la'afuki midarabolozo umach lukosoi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, ho'tinach kol zman shel teivas oso la'afuki midarabono. This is coming, la'afuki midarabono, do omri, af mishvus yisoyimim pturim, ונפרס בלו ישבו, ועוס רב שמעון למיימלה ספרה לו בשבו. אבל רב שמעון ended up by saying another statement. אינו תיבס כסובוס, עד המסקנו דמילסי, למייטוניה לפוקי ממה, what is he saying of it? It's not morning, the כסובה, they can't be משביר. What is he talking about? אלו מרפופה, לפוקי מדרבלוס המחלקוסי. קלוימה. Loitema Rab Shimon Akosov lo neder shvua luchut polik. He's only going on that Mishnah, that Mishnah says that if the Baal patered her from a shvua to the Yoshim, so the Tanakhama holds she doesn't have to swear to the Yoshim lagabi the Gviyas Ksube, and Rab Shimon holds like Abishol she doesn't have to swear. But that's that Mishnah. But he's going on the previous Mishnah also. Alakuli milse the Rabbi Loz of Nemachlukusi Polga Reisha Viseife. Shaminu, he heard the Reisha, the Komri Rabbi Loz of Rabbono.
משביה כל זמן שירצו שבוע ספטרופיה יחד לא יפותח מן הנדה מן השבוע. And the previous mission it says that the Rabbonon say if he made her a chembenis, he made her an apetropis, is lemaise, he's mashbiya. Rabbi Lezer said a filapil chavisos, but al koponim, that these tanoim held that if the Baal didn't pater her from a shvur, she's mechuyev in shvur sapetrops to the Baal, a filu with a tiny shem. Ba filu shaloi bishas tviyas ksuboso. The import, that's what the Tanaka, that's the first Mishnah. That's if he didn't pater her. וימפות רומין השבועה, וליושים אין משביע נויסק שנפרס מהם, כדקטון ינד ושבוע אין לי ליושה. ועושה רב שמי למים, רב שמי נסחוי לקמבולטים. כל זמן שתיבאז כסו בוסו, אם שיסטויבה ידע כסו ביושי משביע נויסק, ואפילו כוסו ולא נד ושבוע אין ליושי הולכו, כבשול. I pass on like Abishol. Eino teivaz ksuboso. But what if she's not teivaz ksub? It's tam azoi she's an apotropis b'chaye b'aylo. Is eina yor, and there was no, there's no p'tur shvu. Eina yor shemesh bein la apotropia shebechaye b'aylo. Vafilu leipotro min ha-shvu. The last letter ablaza machlakus idomi mashbiya calls man sheyirtze, if he didn't pater. And he holds no, on this she never has to swear. Let us see Toisvis. Zog Toisvis, lafuki midarabalosa machlokusa. Vahash te islam lemeimus, so Toisvis says. Vahai de noket en a yoshin mashbiyan oiso, that the yoshin are not mashbiya her on the apotropsis of what she was b'chaye ba'alo, laf davke. He also cannot be mashbiya. The hoil of apotropsis tachaye baila mairi, if we speak about apotropsis tachaye baila, machilakik, what's the difference between them being mashbiya or him being mashbiya? That means he also has a right to be mashbiya and apotropsis, according to our Mishnah. If he didn't pater off a mashvu, the yoshima mashbiya, her and apotropsis tachaye baila. And if Rab Shimon holds that the Yoshin can't be Mashbiya, or if she's not Tevei the Ksube, so who then does man also can be Mashbiya? So why does he talk about Yoshin? I did not get Bereisha the Milsa, Tevask Subosa, Yoshin Mashbiya, so, Dosim Yoshin Davke, Tananami Sefer Yoshin. But who are then, according to Rab Shimon, the Baal can also not be Mashbiya HaShvus Apotropsis. Umayse bo lifnei Rabbeinu Tam, ve'isha sheyeshiva bailes umin apotropie, v'hoise naisas v'naisenes harbei mois bebay. She was doing a lot of business. And when the husband asked, the prophet didn't seem coming in so great. There's a lot of money. Vaymeris labailo sheinim shalo. Yeah, this is not my money. This is other money. And so the husband wanted to be mashbiya. I mean, the whole thing is very fluky. They came to the Rabbeinu Tam. Lo hishbiya b'chayi bailo. He said, no. I'm sorry, you cannot be mashbiya. The kivon, dukminan kozman shetivas ksuboso, the koma rab shimin kabishol ben ime million, uboho poskine leel haloche kabishol. So the first haloche of rab shimin said, we paskin like him. Vim kain hilchese nami bikulo milse ke rab shimin. So, if we know on one, he's saying two halachas, and one we know klori paskins, so then hilchas anami bekula milsa kirab shimin. The komesayim, the second halach, he says, eino tevas subos, and yoshimesh bi inoisa. Afilo yeshiva chembeni, samin apetropsis. The last one, maim, dilchas agbose, bechode, beidach loi, alechad the mafoshal nashas behedya, but if he said something, And we know one of them, we zicha paskin like him, so without any gilui, the other one, we also paskin like him. So in other words, we paskin like Rab Shimon, and our husband has no right at all to be mashbiya. Yeah. Vim taima la'el de paskin kabishol. Can live seker Rab Shimon the Shemanina minaytati. So why didn't the Moshe before Allah kabishol? Now Rab Shimon is telling us two halachas, and you're telling me we pass on Rab Shimon by both halachas. So why did the Gemara say hilchas kabishol? Let the Gemara say hilchas Rab Shimon, and then agavuch v'chaparayin that we know in two cases we pass him. V'yeshloim Rishim d'leikim lom v'edye Rab Shimon kabishol dikel afrushikin nechamaroy d'lel. I mean, saying hilchas Rab Shimon is very not clear, because who knows what Rab Shimon is saying? We see all the Amazoyim had different interpretations of what Rab Shimon is saying. That's what the Gemara said, Hilchus HaKabishol. Benichanan L'Posek Rab Shimon, Bezal V'Kamel Rab Shimon, Hilkach. Atei Basch Subo, So Yerushim Meshbiyo, Yisal Kol Dovo, Shai Biyoda, Filo B'Chai Bailo, Meshbiyo Noisa. V'Mein Atei Basch Subo, So Ein Meshbiyo Noisa, El Yedei Tainis Bori. But there's no din of a tiny shema. Ani kula de balut mi Rab Shimon kebose ke na bishol bani memirim a bishol b'chonon hilchese kebosayu.